It was 5 years ago today that a law went into effect causing what are considered the greatest changes to American financial regulation since the New Deal. The goal of the Dodd-Frank Act is more accountability and transparency in the financial industry, especially after the recession. But critics say the law is harming the economy. The law is named after its sponsors, former Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut and former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling, who holds your former post as chair of the Financial Services Committee, said in last weekend's Republican address that he wants to do away with Dodd-Frank because he says it's harmed the economy. We have a clip of what he said. Let's listen.
Dodd-Frank did nothing to reform Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were at the epicenter of the crisis. It enshrined taxpayer-funded bailouts and too big to fail into law.
Congressman Frank, is there anything to that criticism from Congressman Hensarling?
It's almost self-caricature. Jeb Hensarling, it is bizarre that this man says, oh, it's terrible that nothing's been done about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He's been the chairman of the committee for the last couple of years. As to ending too big to fail, we specifically made it illegal for any federal official to provide funds to pay the debts of a large institution that can't meet its obligations. And as to wrecking the economy, the fact is that the American economy has performed better since that crisis than any other developed economy.
Let's go back to Dodd-Frank, though. I mean, if we want to talk about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and Congressman Hensarling says that Dodd-Frank did not reform Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, regardless of what his role may or may not be on the committee, can you say that the law has had the changes that it was intended to have?
Yes, because we, in fact, reformed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac substantially before we did the financial reform bill. So we, in fact, in the bill reformed the central issue that had been presented by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, not just with regard to them, because they were not by any means the whole of this. We prevented any lender anywhere from making the kind of loans that caused the problem.
And you say that the economy has gotten better. Has that gotten better because of Dodd-Frank?
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I was very careful. We were not in the economic stimulus business. The economy has gotten better in part because of the other economic policies. My point is to refute their argument. Mr. Hensarling said, as you quoted it at the beginning, that the Dodd-Frank bill was causing the economy serious problem. Our view was that we could end the financial abuses that had caused the crisis without retarding the good things the economy should be doing.
So what do you think has been the most noticeable effect of the law in the past 5 years?
Oh, what I just said, and again, over the objection of Hensarling and the other Republicans, people are united that the problem was, in the early part of this century and in the latter part of the last century, increasing number of loans being made to people who couldn't pay them back. We've stopped that.
Some critics point to statistics suggesting that 75% of banks had offered free checking before Dodd-Frank, and 2 years after it passed, only 39% of banks offered free checking. And they say this is because the law required certain price controls on fees paid by retailers when consumers use a credit card, and so therefore banks had to recoup with checking fees.
That is one piece of the law that I opposed. I think that's an exaggeration. Look, the banks charge as much as they can. Any businessman does. But there was a provision in the bill which has the Federal Reserve have to regulate what I think is a dispute. It shouldn't affect the consumers. It's between two groups of business people, retailers and banks.
Okay, so that's one of the weaknesses. I'm wondering what other weaknesses you may have seen in the 5 years, and particularly another criticism that comes forward about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
And I guess this does reflect in part the way the media works these days. That every question is negative. I think, in fact, the evidence is overwhelmingly to the opposite. When we set up the Consumer Bureau, we took away from all the other bank regulators the job of protecting the consumer and gave it to a group that only job is to protect the consumer, not to be diverted by some concern about the health of the banks. And the financial community hated that. The right wing doesn't like it, and the financial institutions don't like it, so they have to make other kind of complaints. In fact, what's interesting is that as you survey all the criticisms and ask me to comment on all the negatives, There is no negative about any action the Consumer Bureau has taken to carry out its mandate.
Just for the record, I did ask you to assess what you thought the most noticeable effect of the law has been since it was enacted 5 years ago. And then I'm asking you now what you think you've learned from it, both in terms of how it's been strong and where it's been weak.
I think the problem was with the bad loans that were made, the single biggest problem. We did outlaw them, but there's still a problem that we tried to remedy, and the regulators didn't follow through. One of the major problems in the way the economy changed was that 40 years ago, when you got a loan, you got it from the bank you were going to have to pay back. And then they came up with, for a variety of reasons, securitization. We introduced the concept of risk retention, namely that if you're going to buy a bunch of loans and sell them, you have to be responsible of some of the lack of repayment. The other thing we should have done was to have been a little more flexible on some of the numbers. We shouldn't have put $50 billion in without an escalator, and I think that should be corrected. The last point, and this is I did learn, is this. We passed a bill that deals mostly with the large banks. There have been complaints from the smaller banks. I looked into those because I am not aware of any provisions of the law that impact them. And what it seems to me is that a number of lawyers have told some of the smaller banks that they've got to go to very great extremes to show that they're not in violation of some of these rules that we never thought would apply to them. So I've supported a proposal that to explicitly say that banks under a certain level, I don't know, $5 billion, are not covered by the Volcker rule or by the compensation things.
Okay. Former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.